Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars.
Not trying to get to the moon. Maybe in Florida. Other words, might be a little warmer in Florida tomorrow. Anyway, flights were called into question this week because of AT&T and Verizon wanting to flip the switch for 5G. They've been promising 5G. It's been going back and forth with the airlines. The question is there a real fear here? And if so, why didn't the FAA step in? If we've got a real fear that 5G could cause problems, you know, the 5G antennas could cause problems with altimeters on planes. Former commercial airline pilot and attorney Josh Verdi joins us. Welcome to the show, Josh. Appreciate it. From what you know of 5G, is this a legitimate threat to the airlines?
You know, finally, this is. And I say finally because, you know, for years we've been told to turn off our cell phones and power down our electronic devices. And I think many of us have thought, come on, that can't be. That can't interfere with the plane. And as a former airline pilot, I'll tell you, a lot of that concern for decades was overblown. This one, however, is legitimate. This is a legitimate concern because the C-band, which is just a type of 5G, operates on or very close to the same frequency as radar altimeters. So we finally have a legitimate interference, and it's one that should have been addressed a while ago, but somehow got kicked down the road, and now we're faced with a real problem.
Okay, because AT&T and Verizon are the ones who basically have instituted this switch right now. It never goes away, does it? I mean, how is this going to be refined and improved if this truly is an endangerment?
Great question. I think it's highly unlikely they're going to change radar altimeter technology and refit hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of aircraft. I think I certainly understand AT&T and Verizon's frustration with this because this auction off of this frequency range by the FCC was done years ago. And the FCC really does oversee and regulate all of our electromagnetic spectrum in the U.S., and they should have known about this. So I think there's just going to have to be some compromise about where 5G antennas are used, what their power setting is, how they are directed near airports. And the problem that we're faced with is that many of these airports, if you just drew a 3-mile radius from the runways, they're in very populous areas, you know, LaGuardia, JFK, even Bush here, or Hobby. So it's going to be something where I think there's going to have to be a compromise on how these things are used in order to avoid mass gridlock when it comes to flight delays and cancellations.
Wow. So it sounds like the FCC and the FAA have really, you know, dropped the ball on this at the very least. What do we know about the antennas itself? How close could a 5G antenna be to an airport like Bush before it causes a problem? Do we have a good feel for that?
I think so. A lot of it has to do with the power, the transmission power. A lot of it has to do with exactly which frequency they're transmitting on. And also in Europe, they've addressed this with limitations on things like the transmission power, and also they've aimed the antennas down so that they're, because they can be directional. This was not done here, or at least it was not done on the scale that was needed in order to ensure no interference. So I think they're going to have to relook at the infrastructure. And one thing's for sure, it's going to be expensive, and there's going to be a lot of frustrated parties because, quite frankly, the FAA and the FCC did drop the ball here.
And what happens when all the cell phone users complain because they don't have good service whenever they're anywhere near an airport?
Right, or at least they won't have the 5G service that they were promised in those areas until they find some kind of fix.
Okay, what a mess. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Former commercial airline pilot and attorney Josh Verde joining us here on News Radio 740 KTRH.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.